Kevin Corcoran throws the ball in and commences the Connacht final of 2024. Who will win the cup? Will it be Annadown? Will it be Drumcliff Ross's Point? This is Annadown with possession straight away. This is the right half for Rhina Quinn. She's going through from the 45. Now she's towards the 20. She passes the ball off. Shot comes in and it's sent in over the bar. It's a point straight away for Annadown. Kira McCarthy has got it. She's wearing number 17. A late change on the Annadown team. So Kira McCarthy has got the opening score and a real signal of intent from the Galway champions, Nicky.
Yeah, what a move. Just the power pace right down through the middle. Like, you know, they know what they're at today.
Yeah, so now Drumcliff have a chance to respond. Kick out taken quickly and the ball's up towards the centre forward. Rhianne Smith, she drives it up to the right half forward position. There to win it was Keela Scanlon out in front of a marker. Now she's pushed back out the field, keeps the ball in play in front of the stand. Back to Avril Clancy for Drumcliff Ross's Point. Just a minute gone here in Swinford. A point to Annadown. No score to Drumcliff in the Connacht final. This is the full forward. Maeve Casterly on the ball now for Drumcliff Ross's Point. Working it in from the sideline. She's fouled. It's going to be free in for Drumcliff Ross's Point. Just outside the Annadown 20 metre line. Out towards the sideline. On the far side of the field as we look. It's a long way out from goal. So she decides to kick it back downfield towards Isabella Henry. And she has it on the 45. Out towards the sideline again. Right half forward position. Drives it up towards the 20 metre line. Still Drumcliff probing out there with the full forward. Maeve Casterly has to turn around, gives it to Jim O'Callaghan now, first touch for her. The ball is in the hands of Keela Scanlon once more. They're sort of stuck over there in that corner. They need to get the ball out, spread the play, change the point of attack. There's a chance now for Avril Clancy to change the point of attack for Drumcliff. They move it into the centre, but it's intercepted there by Sarah O'Grady. A good defensive work by Annadown, and they can come on the counter attack now from their defensive positions with Brendan Nocton. She takes a solo. She looks up. She has the ball in the centre of the field. She's shadowed there by Sinead Regan. She passes it backwards. Annadown in the maroon jerseys on the attack, leading by that 1 point. This is the centre forward now. Kira Hegarty in possession, drives it long, looking for McCarthy, but it's played inside there. McCarthy has it at the second attempt. This is the point score. Kira McCarthy, she's 20 metres out, pushed out towards the sideline. Good defensive work by Drumcliff Ross's Point. Still Kira McCarthy with the ball. Back it goes to Brenda Nocton. She plays out to the 45 to Chelsea Crow. Still Drumcliff doing the defending, and they have defended very, very well. There with Jim O'Callaghan making the turnover, and they're transitioning into attack from the defence. Callaghan kicks it long up towards Castle to the full forward. Again, she's out on the sideline, right half forward side of the field. She's tackled very strongly, loses possession, and it's won back by Annadown, and it's helter-skelter in the opening minutes here in Swinford. The ball going from one end of the field to the other, and there's no let up as Annadown come charging forward once again, 65 metres out from the Drumcliff goal. Ball played into the centre forward, Kira Hegarty. She's tackled, she still has the possession, still Hegarty. Good defensive play by Drumcliff. Drumcliff pushing Annadown back out the field, but Annadown now make ground on the far side with a chance of a shot. Good defence there by Alva Clancy. Shot comes in and it's sent over the bar in the end, and Annadown have got the second score of the game. I think Rhianna Quinn got it, but what about that for a pace of a game? Nicky, no let up at all. Ball being turned over, but Annadown have got the second score of the game to make it 2 points apiece. 2 points to Annadown, no score to Drumcliff. Rhianna Quinn with the score 3 minutes in.
Yeah, unbelievable pace. You know, it's end-to-end stuff. A great, great display from both sides, kicking the front full forward line every time.
But that kick out has been malfunctioned from a Drumcliff point of view. Annadown have it. They're 30 metres out from goal. A chance maybe of a third score, but they decide to kick it back out the field to Rhianna Quinn, who got that second point, challenged over there by Caoimhe Connor. This is the midfielder now, Regina Nocton for Annadown. Plays it now towards Brendan Nocton, the left full forward. She is a support runner on the right-hand side here with Chelsea Crow. Chance for Chelsea to play it into the centre. Dangerous ball. Chance of a shot. And it comes in the end. Well blocked down there by Aisling Ewing. And the ball breaks out on the 20-metre line. There's a scramble for possession, but Annadown have it. Kieran McCarthy, she takes a shot. High dropping ball in over the crossbar it goes. A third point there for Annadown. Kieran McCarthy with her second. 4 minutes gone. Annadown doing all the asking all the questions at the moment. 4 points, 4 minutes gone. 3 points to Annadown, and Drumcliff yet to score. What would you be saying to Drumcliff now, Nicky?
They need to settle and they need to get that support up front. They're getting great movement from Maeve Casterly in there full forward, but she needs those runners coming off at pace. I think the nerves are there with Drumcliff at the minute. They definitely have more to show.
Yeah, so Drumcliff have possession, right half back side of the field there. Sinead Regan under a lot of pressure. Again, they're turned over. Annadown come on the attack once more. Ball played up towards Kieran McCarthy, tackled by Aisling Ewan. McCarthy has it. 2 points to her credit already for the Galway champions. This is the left half back, Brona Quinn. She's charging forward, 20 metres out, looks at the post, takes her shot, high ball in, it's dropping, and it's dropping over the bar. A point for Brona Quinn. And this early onslaught by Annadown is really reaping rewards. 5 minutes gone, 4 points to Anna Down from play, two from Kieran McCarthy, one from Rhian O'Quinn, and that one there from Brona Quinn.
Yeah, what a score, brilliant score. And you know, they're putting the trust in their wing backs, driving forward there and allowing them to take those shots on. It really is a strong start from Anna Down at the minute.
So Ruth Flanagan got the pass from the goalkeeper out to Avril Clancy. It's from Cliff Ross's point with possession in the middle of the field. Now they need a score. 5 minutes gone here in Swinford. 4 points to Anna Down. Drumcliff yet to register a score. This is Anna Corrid for Drumcliff Ross's Point, wearing all black jerseys, togs and socks with red trim. Now they have the possession on the 45. Right full forward, Keela Scanlon, the penalty hero from the semi-final. She's taken on her marker there, Rebecca Fahey. Still Scanlon. Hand pass into the centre forward. Chance here for Rhiann Smith, maybe. She drives in high, but it's dropping around the 20-metre line. It's taken there by an Anna Down player. Under a lot of pressure, the scramble on the ground. Referee says free out for Anna Down. And the clock tells us almost 6 minutes gone here in Swinford. 4 points to Anna Down. Drumcliff Ross's Point yet to register. Beautiful conditions.
Yeah, Anna Down just have a bit more direction in their attack. You know, they're holding two up high and they're waiting for the space to be open up for them and just driving a pace. Drumcliff are just kind of trying to break down lines. You know, maybe that quick pass in might be the option going forward.
Yeah, so Anna Down again, once on the attack, more on the attack. They're playing the game at a high level intensity. Their tempo they brought to the game is very, very high. This is a chance of a fifth score, but a great tackle there by Grace Cassidy. This possesses Anna Down momentarily, but it's still there for Anna Down. 25 metres out. Shot comes in from Brendan Nocton, and again, it's gone over the bar. Brendan Nocton, there was great work done by Grace Cassidy. She stopped the initial attack. She broke the ball away from the attacking player, but the break came out to Brendan Nocton, and she made no mistake. 5 points now to Anna Down. Drumcliff Ross's Point yet to register, almost 7 minutes gone in the first half.
Yeah, look at that. It's very hard to handle that sort of speed. They'd committed forward, and Anna Down were just so quick to get up the pitch on the counter attack.
So now Drumcliff have the possession, right half backside the field. It's Isabella Henry with the ball in her hands. Gives it up towards her right half forward, Gemma O'Callaghan in front of the stand. On the sideline, still Gemma O'Callaghan. Too many steps is the decision of Kevin Corcoran. Free for Anna Down in front of the stand, about 65 metres out from goal. On the sideline, left-hand side of the field, be taken by Brona Quinn. 5 points to Anna Down. If you've joined us, no score to Drumcliff. 7.5 minutes gone in the first half. Drumcliff just needs to, as you said, Nicky, get into the game, get a score to settle themselves down. And they have a chance now to build an attack from a free here at Rhiann Smith, just 65 metres out from goal. She plays it backwards to Sinead Regan in the middle of the field. So this is Sinead, still in possession, takes a few solos. Reaches the 45, hand passes up now to this left-hand side of the field, to the left full forward. That's Katie McDonough. Katie McDonough gets it out to Anna Corrid. Drumcliff attacking on the left-hand side with Sinead Regan once more. She's under a lot of pressure from the left full back, Martina Canavan. It's still Regan in possession. Gets it out now towards the centre of the field, to the left half forward there, Anna Corrid. Anna gets a pass inside. They're 35 metres out now, Drumcliff. They're probing, trying to break through, but they're repelled again. Here comes Cuiva Connor now, offloads it to the left, full forward, and a shot comes in there, brilliantly in and over the bar by Katie McDonough. Just what Drumcliff Ross's Point needed, 8 minutes in. And remember, they took them 14 minutes to score against Castlebar in the semi-final.
Yeah, look, they're a nervy-looking team when they start, but that hopefully will settle them and bring them into the game. Very patient work there throughout the forwards. Just wait for Katie to just come off the loop and tap it over the bar. Great play.
Yeah, a great score by Katie McDonough. And Anna Down almost lost the possession there from the kick-out, but they have it in the half-back line with the right half-back.
Steps,
Chelsea,
yeah.
Crowe, referee Martin Corcoran, Kevin Corcoran gives the free in for Drumcliff. Very consistent with the steps there. Chelsea Crowe penalised. Free for Drumcliff just inside the Anna Down 45-metre line. About, you know, just maybe 10 metres left of centre. Is taken quickly there by Anna Corrid in towards the full forward. And back it goes now to Cuiva Connor. Cuiva working her way through. Reaches the 20-metre line. Takes a shot. Yeah. It's well blocked down there. And the break comes to Martina Canavan. And Anna Down have, they've dealt with that attack. This is Martina Canavan once more for Anna Down in the right half-back position on the attack here. This is Anna Down with Brendan Nocton. Has got a point already. 5 points to one. Anna Down lead. Almost 10 minutes gone in the first half of the Connacht final. And there's a tug of the jersey there by Grace Casserly. And Kevin Corcoran is reaching for his book. And it's going to be a free for Anna Down. So Anna Down making all the running in the early stages, Nicky.
Yeah, I think Grace made the right decision there, because if Brendan Nocton took off down that wing, it was going to be very hard to stop one of those counter-attacks that they've really punished them on so far.
So Anna Down with the possession. 10 minutes gone in the first half. The AIB LGFA Connacht Intermediate Ladies Football Final 2024. This is the one that Ballinamore Sean O'Heslin's won last year. and Anna Down are in the ascendancy. 5 points to one, they lead. They're on the attack. It's well repelled there by Ruth Flanagan and Aisling Ewing, a combination of the two. And Aisling Ewing won the free out for Drumcliffe just inside her own 45. She goes long with the kick, right footed upfield, up toward the middle of the field. And there's a battle for possession there. And it's won by Rebecca Fahey for Anna Down. She gives it now to Regina Nocton. She hand passes it forward to the centre half forward here. Kira Hegarty. She has support players to her right, but she looks at the post herself, takes a shot right footed from about 25 metres out, but that's out to the left and wide. The first wide of the game, and it's come in the 11th minute. So the score remains 5 points to Anna Down, 1 point to Drumcliffe Ross's Point, if you've joined us. And the kick out is for Drumcliffe Ross's Point's goalkeeper, Rachel Quigley.
Yeah, it's a little bit dominant there in the middle third there for Anna Down. You know, great work from Drumcliffe's defence there, and just it's the ball's coming straight back in on top of them.
It's one thing that Drumcliffe are find it hard to win their own kickouts, but they've turned that one over and they're bringing the ball forward now. Isabella Henry, right half back side of the field. She reaches the middle now along the sideline, plays the ball into the centre towards Caoimhe Connor. Caoimhe gets the ball in her hands, kicks it right footed up towards the right half forward side of the field, up towards Maeve Casserly. Maeve wins it well, a great catch. She offloads it now to Anna Currid. Back inside it goes now to Sinead Regan. Back to Casserly once more. Good play here by Drumcliffe Ross's Point. This is Sinead Regan on the loop, 25 metres out. Gives it to the Katie McDonough, who got the earlier score. Blocked down well by Canavan. McDonough gets the break. She's dragged back by Canavan. It's going to be a free in for Drumcliffe Ross's Point. About 23, 24 metres out from the Anna Down goal. Straight in front of the post. And a chance now for Drumcliffe Ross's Point to narrow the margin. Rhiann Smith, who got 1-3. In the semi-final against Castlebar Mitchells, to take the free straight in front of the post, and a chance for them to reduce the margin down to three. Here comes Rhiann, right footed kick. It's a fine looking kick from Rhiann Smith, and straight between the posts. It's a great score. Rhiann Smith has put it over the bar. 12 minutes gone. Anna Down 5 points, Drumcliffe Ross's Point 2 points, thanks to that point by Rhiann Smith.
Yeah, great movement there. You know, once they get that bit of pace into, like, Katie McDonough and Maeve Casserly are showing so well in there in the full forward line, they just need to keep attacking that full forward line a bit more.
Yeah, and Anna Down have won the kick out. One feature is Anna Down's kick outs are working for them. Drumcliffe are struggling at the other end with the restarts, and this is Anna Down breaking through the centre. A very good run up it goes now to Kira Hegarty. On the about 35 metres out from goal, she's shadowed there by the centre half back and captain Chloe Crow. This is a chance now for Anna Down, but good tackling there by Michelle McNamara. The ball goes to ground, and it's Avril Clancy does the hard work to win that ball back. Brilliant play by Avril Clancy, but Drumcliffe have it now in the centre back position. Sinead Regan to lift the siege and to repel that attack, and that's a ball that goes to ground. A pass goes to ground. It's always even difficult for the player to receive it, but Rhiann Smith did really well to recover the ball from Sinead Regan. Sinead gets the ball forward now, and Drumcliffe Ross's Point are on the attack. Caoimhe Connor in possession. Sinead Regan off for support, drives it long, looking for Maeve Casserly once more, but it's intercepted there by Canavan, Martina Canavan, for Anna Down, and this is their full back now in possession, Isabel Claffey. Back it goes to Canavan, and Anna Down can build from the back once more, and they are on the attack now. Anna Down in maroon plays it out towards the left half forward side of the field. This is Brona Quinn, so dangerous, so threatening down that left hand side. She breaks the tackle, still Quinn in possession. This is now a chance for McCarthy, a chance of a third point for her from 25 metres out, straight between the posts. It goes a brilliant score again by Kieran McCarthy. She has really brought her shooting boots here today. That's made it 6 points to Anna Down, 1 point. 2 points to Drumcliffe Ross's Point, and the clock tells almost 14 minutes gone in the first half.
That's just a team's dream to have someone in there like Kieran McCarthy. You know, she's just so aggressive winning the ball turn, and she's accurate too. But, you know, a lot of work has been done there from Anna Down's wing backs and midfielders, and driving and running at the Drumcliffe defence.
Absolutely. Chelsea Crowe and Brona Quinn really causing difficulties for Drumcliffe Ross's Point down those two wing back sides of the field. This is now Michelle McNamara for Drumcliffe Ross's Point from the kick out. Sends it long upfield. It's well won there by Keela Scanlon on the 45, right half forward side of the field towards the sideline. Kicks it into the centre. Looking for the run of Caoimhe Connor. She finds Caoimhe Connor, but it just spills away from her. And Chelsea Crowe collects it for Anna Down out to Rhona Quinn. And Anna Down now are on the attack once more, leading by 6 points to two in the first half. Almost 15 minutes gone in the first half, but the ball is given away. Well won back there by Maeve Casserly. She gets the ball here to Anna Currid. for Drumcliff. Ross's point. Back to Maeve Cassidy, 35 out from the Annadown goal. Back to Curry. She's 25 out now. She takes a shot. In it goes towards the post, but out to the left and wide. A good move by Drumcliff, but it didn't end up with a score. It just sailed out to the left of the post. Score remains 6 points Annadown, 2 points to Drumcliff. Midway through the first half of this Connacht LGFA Ladies Intermediate Football Final in Swinford Amenity Park in County Mayo.
Yeah, great work there from Maeve Casterly, an individual effort there. She gave the ball, went again, you know, she knew she didn't have the legs to kick it. It was just unfortunate the shot didn't come off in the
end. So again, Chelsea Crowe collects that kick out from the goalkeeper, Ayla Lynch. It's very, very well worked kick out strategy by Annadown, and that sets them in motion once more. Martina Canavan on the attack down the right hand side of the field. Still Martina Canavan dinks it in towards the corner over the head there of Brenda Nocton, and she keeps it in play, and she's now pushed out over the sideline there. Foul there by Grace Casterly on Brenda Nocton. It's going to be free for Annadown about maybe 12 metres out from goal along the sideline and in the right full forward side of the field. So a very good start for Martin O'Neill's team. Barry O'Sullivan is the manager of Ross's Point. Tommy Oates is with him. Margaret Regan was Annadown on the attack from that short free. This is the ball played into the centre towards the centre half forward, Ciara Hegarty. She sends it out to Brona Quinn once more. Brona uses the pace acceleration to get away from her marker and sets up a chance now for Rhianna Quinn for a chance of a second score. Is she going to go for a point? She kicks it low and it's well taken by the goalkeeper, Rachel Quigley. Rhianna Quinn just couldn't get hold of that shot there, but it was down to the pressure from the defenders, and now Drumcliff Ross's Point on the counter-attack. They have a chance to transition into attack with Caoimhe Connor outside her own 45. Upfield it goes to Keila Scanlon, who's won a lot of ball out there for the Sligo champions. This is Keila Scanlon still. She needs support. Maeve Casterly offers it. This is Maeve Casterly on the ball now on the down 45 out towards the sideline. Kicks it upfield up towards Katie McDonough, running into the corner with the ball. She does well under a lot of pressure to keep the ball under pressure from Isabel Claffey. Still Drumcliff with possession over the far side. The ball played in towards Rhiann Smith, the centre forward, but it's intercepted, and Annadown have collected it, and they go on the attack once more with that 6-2 lead. 17 minutes gone in the first half. This is Annadown charging forward now. Up the field goes to Ciara Hegarty inside the 45, dinks it up towards McCarthy. McCarthy has a bit of work to do under pressure from Aisling Ewing. Still Ciara McCarthy, 3 points from play already. Her pass is well in red and intercepted there by Michelle McNamara. Great captain's play by Michelle McNamara, but it's end-to-end stuff, Nicky.
Oh, it's non-stop. The pace that the ball is moving up the pitch. If Drumcliff can match that pace and attack, you know, this game is going to really, really take another level. But Annadown, like, their midfielders, their wing-backs, their centre-back, their corner-backs, just driving at that Drumcliff defence, it's near impossible to handle.
Jenna Burke now in possession for Annadown. Kicks it up towards Ciara McCarthy once more. Aisling Ewing in pursuit. Ciara McCarthy with the hand pass, looking for Gemma Burke. Still Gemma Burke in possession. Gets it into the centre here now towards Emma Keane. Emma, pass it back to McCarthy. She looks at the post, chance of a fourth, but it's well blocked down by Aisling Ewing, and it's collected by the goalkeeper, Rachel Quigley, and Drumcliff Ross's Point go on the attack here once more. Rhiann Smith back helping out the defence just outside her own 45. Gives it now to Sinead Regan. 6-2 to score, Annadown lead in the Connacht final. 18 minutes gone in the first half here in Swinford. If you've joined us on Connacht GA TV, LGFA TV, or Notion FM as well. Ball played by Keila Scanlon up the wing, up towards Maeve Casterly. Goes off her, out over the sideline, and a sideline kick now for Annadown in the left half back position.
I feel like Drumcliff are asking a lot now of the full forward line. You know, there's risky passes coming in, passes coming at their feet. You know, if they just settle, the girls will find the space. You know, just put a nice easy ball in for them, and then move on to it, and then the attack starts.
Rhianna Quinn for Annadown in the middle of the field, plays it forward towards her captain, Chloe Crow. She's about 50 metres out. She drives it long, high, booming ball into the left half forward side, left full forward side of the field, and it's well caught there. A brilliant catch by the Annadown player, and they're ball is played now to McCarthy. McCarthy to Brona Quinn. This is danger here for Drumcliff. The shot comes in from the right full forward. That's Emma Keane, and that's sent over the bar. And Emma Keane, she finished off a move where she caught a brilliant high ball there. Emma Keane, that was a great catch by her to set up the initial move from the long booming kick from the captain, Chloe Crow, and eventually Emma Keane was on hand to finish very nicely in the end. Yeah. 7-2 to score.
She positioned herself perfectly for that, you know, just to leave when they drew the pressure from Drumcliff. She was just on the outskirts, and a nice tap over for her, well deserved.
So Sinead Regan plays the ball into the middle for Drumcliff. They're on the attack. Sinead takes the pass once more from her right back, Isabella Henry. So Sinead Regan sends a nice ball in here now to Avril Clancy. for Drumcliff Ross's point. They're on the attack, 7 points to two. They trail, 20 minutes gone in the first half. Avril takes a lot of steps but gets away with it. She drives straight to the middle. A brilliant run by Clancy. This is Maeve Casterly. There's a chance of a goal if she can get it. This is Casterly still. The shot is blocked and it goes to the left and wide. But a penalty. A penalty for Drumcliff Ross's point. But what about that run there by Avril Clancy? Nobody came to her. She came straight through the middle. She kept going. She kept going. Played it inside to Casterly. She had a bit of work to do to get the ball, but she got it. It was half blocked down, but she was fouled in the process of kicking the shot at the goals. And Maeve Casterly has won her team a penalty. And just like in the semi-final against Castlebar Mitchells, Keela Scanlon has a chance from the penalty spot to score a goal for Drumcliff Ross's point. A big moment in the game. A game where Anna Down have dominated. They lead by 7 points to two, 20 minutes in. And now Keela Scanlon has a chance to give Drumcliff Ross's point a massive boost in this Connacht final. Here she comes. She wears number 13. She steps up, right foot a kick. It's straight down in the middle, into the back of the net. It goes. A blistering shot there by Keela Scanlon. Pure pace and power. The goalkeeper, no chance at all. Look at this for pace and power on the ball. So Keela Scanlon, what about that for a shot? Nothing that Ireland or Lynch could do about it. Scanlon finds the net. Drumcliff Ross's point, 1-2. Anna Down 7 points. Game on, Nicky Brennan.
Oh, definitely. This is what Drumcliff needed. You know, just something to put, revive them, pull them back into the game. And fair play to Avril Clancy for providing that for them. Maeve Casterly as well, just driving at the defence. And what a finish from Keela Scanlon.
A brilliant finish by Keela Scanlon. She used the power on target. No chance of the goal. And now this is Anna Down trying to respond down the far side there with Rhianna Quinn. Ball intercepted by Clancy once more. Avril Clancy. Ruth Flanagan in possession. This is Drumcliff now on the attack outside their own 45 metre line. It's a game played at an amazing intensity and tempo. Both teams really giving it everything in the Connacht final as Drumcliff go on the attack. But a good piece of work there by the Anna Down defence. And the right half back penalised there. Chelsea Crowe, a little bit unlucky maybe. Yeah. Anna Corrid has won the free, but Chelsea Crowe has been penalised. It's a free now for Drumcliff Ross's point. 22 minutes gone if you've joined us here in Swinford in the Connacht Ladies Intermediate Final 2024. It's Anna Down 7 points, Drumcliff Ross's point, one goal and two. So Sinead Regan kicks it high up towards Maeve Casterly, but it's won well there by Isabel Claffey, the full back for Anna Down. Gets it now to her right full back, Rebecca Fahey. Chance out for Anna Down to build an attack from the right half back position. Chelsea Crowe being challenged there by Maeve Casterly. Gets the ball into the centre. So Anna Down with their midfielder, Regina Nocton in possession. Looks around for a player in a maroon jersey. She finds that player, that's her midfield partner, Sarah O'Grady. Kicks it out towards the Brona Quinn, who's had an amazing first half down that left-hand side. So threatening, so dangerous with the pace, power and acceleration. And she gets past one marker. Now she passed two. Still Brona Quinn into McCarthy. Oh, there's Clancy there. Avril Clancy once more to make the interception. And a player goes down. Referee Kevin Corcoran has held up the player. Sinead Regan was to bring the ball forward. But there's Avril Clancy again, Nicky, getting the vital touch there to intercept that pass.
Brilliant. Herself and Michelle McNamara have been reading the game well, getting those hands in. That's all it takes. When a team moves at that pace, a simple little hand will stop their momentum and just break down the pace of the attack. And that was brilliant from Avril.
And once the ball breaks away from the ball carrier, it's anybody's ball after that. You want support players to come in. And Avril Clancy did show a brilliant piece of skill there just to break that ball away, but there's no let up here. Anna Down still in the attack. The ball went out over the sideline. They have a line kick and it's taken, and the ball is there with McCarthy. Anna Down out to the midfielder Sarah Grady now to Kira Hegarty, 20 metres out. Still Anna Down probing. This is Brona Quinn. She's pulled back. Her jersey is pulled back. It's definitely a free in. Is it outside the penalty area? I think it is. It would have been a penalty had Brona Quinn been inside the large rectangle. But she's such a menacing player down there for Anna Down, having a stormer of a game. And she's won a free in for Anna Down straight in the front of the post. And a chance now to make the lead 3 points once more. It's kicked in. And it's kicked over there by Kira Hegarty with the score created by Brona Quinn. So the score now is 8 points to Anna Down, 1-2 to Drumcliff Ross's point. Almost 24 minutes gone in the first half.
Yeah, a great display from both there. Like we're seeing Drumcliff like getting down the pitch, and Anna Down are not giving them anything now at the minute. Here we go again, another turnover.
They've spoiled they've hindered that kick out once more. Anna Down have from the goalkeeper for Drumcliff Ross's point, Rachel Quigley, and Anna Down have possession 30 metres out from goal. Three Drumcliff players around the ball carrier. Kira Hegarty, good defensive work.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that was there. Isabella Henry, Sinead Regan doubling up there to create the problem for the Anna Down player who was penalised for over carrying. So free out for Drumcliff Ross's point. 35 out from their own goal. So Drumcliff with possession. Ruth Flanagan with the ball in her hands. She goes on a solo run. She crosses the 45, plays in towards Sinead Regan. Sinead on the attack now, in the middle, goes on a solo run, sends it along, looking for the run of Maeve Casserly. There is Casserly, but Isabel Claffey is there as well. And the Galway fullback had did enough to break it away from Casserly. And Michelle McNamara has it for Anna Down. Anna Down with the possession just inside their own 45 now with the right half back. That's Chelsea Crowe. Chelsea brushes off the challenge, gets a lovely kick pass here to Rebecca Fahey. Great kick pass. Rebecca Fahey under pressure from Keela Scanlon, the goal scorer. Gets it down to Brendan Nocton. Has a point to her credit already in the game. Brendan Nocton working it down the right half forward side of the field for Anna Down. She'd been shadowed there really well by the Drumcliff left half back, Grace Casserly. And Casserly makes the tackle, but the referee says a foul on Brendan Nocton. It's going to be a free in for Anna Down, about 10 metres in from the sideline. About maybe 30 metres out from the Drumcliff Ross's point goal, and Brendan Nocton is going to take it. 8 points to 1-2 the score, and a down lead. 26 minutes almost gone in the first half of the Connacht Intermediate Ladies Final here in Swinford. And a down on the attack. This is the right half forward, Rhianna Quinn, breaking through, gives it to Gemma Burke. Chance of a shot, and it's sent into the right and wide by Gemma Burke, and a chance gone a begging for Anna Down, and the score remains 8 points to Anna Down, 1-2 to Drumcliff Ross's point, 26 minutes gone, and it's been a helter-skelter end-to-end game.
Absolutely. The pace up and down the pitch. I haven't watched a game at this pace for a while. Fantastic from both. There's another kick out gone astray.
Rachel Quigley kicked it out, and Caoimhe Conor got it at the second attempt. So Drumcliff have it on their own 45. And Michelle McNamara loses possession, but there is Caoimhe Conor to collect it to help her out as a good teammate. Does help out their own teammates as the ball's spilled away from Michelle McNamara. Now this is Isabella Henry on the attack for Drumcliff into the centre to Sinead Regan. She's dead set in the centre of the field on a solo run. She's been shadowed by the Anna Down midfielder. Gets it out now to the left half back, Grace Casserly, attacking down the left hand side. Keela Scanlon slips away from her for a moment, but she retains the possession. Still Drumcliff have it now, the centre half forward. It's Rhiann Smith. Referee blows his whistle, and a free in there for Rhiann Smith. Foul on the Drumcliff Ross's point player, and this is a free for the Sligo champions just outside the arc of the D, maybe 5 metres left of centre. It's a very kickable shot for a right footed player, will suit a right footed player such as Rhiann Smith. Can she reduce the margin down to 2 points as we approach half time? Here comes Rhiann with a kick, sends it in nicely, it's flighted beautifully, and it floats over the bar. A brilliant free there by Rhiann Smith. She was fouled to create the free, and she made no mistake, a brilliant free, and it makes it 8 points to Anna Down, 1-3 Drumcliff Ross's point, 2.5 minutes to half time.
Yeah, I think Rhiann just showed there how simple this game can be, you know, just run through those tackles, draw the free and tap it over the bar. That's all they need to do, is simplify the game, not overcomplicate it, and they'll get their rewards at the end of it.
Sarah Grady gets the kick out up to Regina Nocton for Anna Down in the middle of the field as Anna Down go on the attack once more. 28 minutes almost gone in the first half. 8 points to Anna Down, 1-3 Drumcliff Ross's point in the Connacht final at Swinford. This is Brendan Nocton on the attack for Anna Down. Crosses the 45. Infield it goes up towards the full forward line. There's Ciara Hegarty chasing after it. She goes down on the ball. She's challenged, but it's well won back there by Grace Casserly for Drumcliff Ross's point. Drumcliff growing more and more into the game after that early nervousness, and they have the possession in the midfield. Caoimhe Conor kicks long upfield towards Grace Casserly. The Maeve Casserly, in fact, the full forward. She offloads it to her left full back. That's Ruth Flanagan. This is now the centre forward, Rhiann Smith, who got that score a few minutes ago, to Caoimhe Conor in the centre of the field. She kicks it out toward the right half forward side of the field. Chasing after it there is the left full forward, Katie McDonough. She goes down on the ball well. She's tackled there by Martina Canavan. Still Katie McDonough back towards her right half forward, Gemma O'Callaghan. Gemma getting into the centre. Well tackled there. Back to Maeve Casserly. She takes a shot at the post for about 30 metres out. Left footed out to the left. It goes and wide. But a very good move by Drumcliff Ross's point. It's their second wide of the game. Anna Down of two wides. But the scoreboard tells us 8 points to Anna Down. 1-3. To Drumcliff Ross's point, and a minute to go to half time. Nicky Brennan.
Brilliant play there, you know, like a savage pass from Caoimhe Conor into the corner there. Katie McDonough done mighty to win it, and just unfortunate with the end result. You know, they're showing a bit more spark now towards half time, and if they can carry this in, maybe another score would be brilliant for them.
Yeah, so the ball bounces kindly there over Isabella Henry's head, and this is Gemma Burke now for Anna Down. She's breaking past the tackle of Avril Clancy. She's dragged back, free in for Anna Down. Kevin Corcoran signals a free for the Galway champions just inside the 45, and Ciara Hegarty goes out to take it. We see a substitute being made on the Drumcliff team. They're bringing in their number 20, Lorraine Oates, and number 7, Grace Casserly, is making way. So Lorraine Oates, number 20, for Drumcliff Ross's Point, is being brought on. And
I think Grace might have been toeing the line there. She got a few ticks. Maybe they're just thinking just to spare a yellow card here now, because she's been brilliant. She's done great work up along the line there. And she hasn't had an easy job there with Brendan Octon just driving a pacer. So great display from Grace. And I'd say it's just she's toeing the line with those ticks now.
Yeah, tactical and shrewd management. If, you know, there's a player on a borderline black card or a sin bin, and the management have taken off Grace Castle, who has had a fine game there in left half-back position. Now the free here from Hegarty just inside the 45, right-footed kick, it's landing, but it's landing out to the right and wide. So a third wide for Anna Down. Score remains as we have 30 minutes played now at the end of the first half. It's Anna Down 8 points, Drumcliff Ross's Point 1-3. A kick out now for the Drumcliff Ross's Point goalkeeper. That's Rachel Quigley. She's wearing a sky blue jersey with the black togs and black socks. Her own team all in black with red trim. The Galway team with maroon jerseys, white shoulders and navy togs. And the referee there, Kevin Corkerton, blows the final whistle. A chance for both teams to have a well-deserved breather at the end of this first half. And an exceptional game of football. End-to-end stuff, honest stuff, brilliant football. Played at such a high tempo and intensity. And at half-time, Anna Down lead by 8 points to 1-3. So you're welcome back here to Swinford Amenity Park in County Mayo. This is the AIB Connacht LGFA Intermediate Football Final of 2024. Drumcliff Ross's Point against Anna Down, the Galway champions, leading by 8 points to 1-3 at half time. Great game of football, played in a great spirit, and the pace. Can the teams keep this pace going, Nikki? That's the question.
It's hard to know at this time of year what the fitness levels will be. You know, it's been a long season for both so far. You know, where are the bodies at? Like, how are they feeling? Anna Down don't look to be slowing down any minute, any time soon. But the other side of things, Drumcliff haven't shown that sort of pace that I know for a fact is in them, and everyone here knows is in them too. So we might see another very fast second half.
Yeah, so we see Caoimhe Connor there and Sinead Regan, the two midfielders for Drumcliff Ross's Point. The referee, Kevin Corkerton of Mayo, joined here by his officials, all from Mayo as well. We just mentioned now the Drumcliff Ross's Point management team, Barry O'Sullivan, Tommy Oates. Are the manager, joint managers. They have Margaret Regan, Tony Quigley, Rory Connor. The FLO is Emma Flanagan and Katrina Casserly as well as the physio. So they're the backroom team for Drumcliff Ross's Point. We'll see there that the Galway champions have brought Regina Nocton, and Rhianna Quinn has gone to midfield. She's wearing the right half forward jersey, number 10, but she's playing in the middle of the field, Rhianna Quinn. And of course, I suppose, like everything, Nikki, the first 10 minutes of the second half will be vital, won't it, for both teams?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, based off the first half, I think Anna Down done the most damage in the first 10 minutes, and Drumcliff were chasing that the rest of the half. So they're going to have to be persistent now from the get-go.
Kevin Corkerton throws in the size 4 O'Neill's football, and Rhianna Quinn has it for Anna Down, and they're on the attack, kicked long upfield. It's Anna Down with the chance to go on the attack, but it's well won back there by Michelle McNamara for Drumcliff Ross's Point, and they're on the attack now with Isabella Henry. Isabella offloads it now to Sinead Regan upfield towards Rhianne Smith. Got 2 points in the first half from freeze. This is Rhianne, offloads it to Sinead Regan once more, sends it towards Maeve Castley, but good play there by Isabel Claffey. It's back on the Drumcliff side. A chance here now for Sinead Regan. A lovely ball inside, but a great interception. Brilliant reception by Chloe Crow, the captain. She had to get that ball, and she got it. And a vital piece of work there by the centre-back for Anna Down, out towards Brona Quinn. Now, Brona up towards this side of the field, the left-half forward side. Gemma Burke with possession, and she goes on the attack. She goes past Isabella Henry, still Gemma Burke. Great pace. Into the middle it goes, to the midfielder, Regina Nocton. Regina offloads it to her centre-forward, Ciara Hegarty. Still Ciara Hegarty. She thought about the pass but held on to the ball just inside the Anna Down 45-yard line. She plays it across the 45 towards Brona Quinn. This is Brona, left half-back, taking on Caoimhe Connor, 40 metres out from goal. Still Brona, needs support, ran into Caoimhe Connor, gets past Caoimhe Connor. Still Brona Quinn, good sidestep.
Great
well
block.
Blocked down by Avril Clancy once more. Brilliant piece of play by the right full-back for Drumcliff Ross's Point, and they have the ball back in the right half-back position. Drumcliff Ross's Point now in the attack. Rhianne Smith with the ball. 2 minutes gone in the second half here in Swinford. This is the right half back, Isabella Henry, on the attack for Drumcliff. Ross's point, takes it past Regina Nocton. Still Isabella Henry, reaches the 45 metre line. She's Maeve Casterly for support. This is Maeve on the ball now for Drumcliff Ross's point, just inside the Annadown 45. She fouled, no good tackle there by Brendan Nocton. Still is Maeve Casterly, offloads to Rhiann Smith once more. She's working it down the left hand side on the 20 metre line, acute angle back to Maeve Casterly. Still there's a lot of maroon jerseys around, but Drumcliff hanging on to the ball. Back to Sinead Regan. Takes the pass from Anna Currid. This is Katie McDonough. Looks at the post. Takes a shot. It goes. And over the bar. Brilliant. Katie McDonough with the score. A brilliant score by Katie McDonough. She got the first score of the game for Drumcliff Ross's point. She's got the first score of the second half. But what about that for a patient build-up? So many players involved. Anna Currid, Rhiann Smith, Cuiva Connor initially, and Sinead Regan. But there was Katie McDonough to finish off a brilliant move.
Yeah, it looked like there were so many opportunities for Drumcliff to take the shot, and it looked like Katie McDonough just got sick of looking at them and came in and booted it over the bar. Brilliant score.
8 points drawn it down, 1-4 to Drumcliff Ross's point. 3 minutes almost gone in the second half. 1 point game in the Connacht final between the Galway champions and a down. The Sligo champions, Drumcliff Ross's point, DRP for short. This is Anna Down on the attack now with Rhianna Quinn, 55 metres out from the Drumcliff goal. Still Rhianna Quinn, patient in her build-up, plays it left-hand side to Brona Quinn now. Still 50 metres out from goal. Brona picks it up. She's got so much pace and she's got a great sidestep, and she gets past Jim O'Callaghan, plays it back into the centre towards Gemma Burke. This is Gemma Burke now challenged by Cuiva Connor. Still Gemma working through. Good play by her. Offloads it now to Rhianna Quinn, and out to the right it goes, and it goes wide. So that's the first wide of the second half. It's Anna Down. Still 8 points. Drumcliff Ross's point. 1-4. And we have 3.5 minutes gone in the second half here.
Yeah, no, this is a different Drumcliff team now. They've put down the statement of intent at the start of this half. They're not giving anything easy to Anna Down in there in that full back line now.
Ara Clancy on the ball for Drumcliff Ross's point. Out towards the sideline, in the middle of the field. Still Avril Clancy, good ball control, hanging on to the possession. To Michelle McNamara, now the captain. In the centre to Sinead Regan. Still in the middle of the field, Drumcliff. Now to kick it up towards the 45. It's won inside there by Keelan Scanlon. Keela under pressure there from Rebecca Fahey. Still Keela Scanlon hangs on to the possession. Looks for the run over the top towards her right half forward, Jim O'Callaghan, but she's beaten by Brona Quinn, and Brona Quinn was always going to win that one once it went loose. And a good piece of play by Brona Quinn once more. She's won a free for herself just on inside her own 13 metre line in the left full back position for Anna Down. 8 points they have, 1-4 to Drumcliff Ross's point. 4.5 minutes gone in the second half. Anna Down now on the attack. Here they come, Brona Quinn with the possession, left half back side of the field, plays it now back towards the full back line. And this is the right half back, Chelsea Crow, racing forward. Good run by Chelsea. Chased by Katie McDonough. In fact, it was Isabel Claffey out towards the right hand side. They play it now towards Rhianna Quinn. She sends a low daisy cutter pass upfield towards Chelsea Crow. Good pass by her up towards Kieran McCarthy. Gets it at the second time of asking. Under pressure there from Ashley Ewing. Still Kieran McCarthy shows great strength to get past the full back. McCarthy has got 3 points already in the game. But a good tackle by Aisling Ewing. But the ball is still on the downside. They have it now in the right half forward position. Good tackling there by the Sligo champions. They've been pushing the Annadown team back out the field. Again, they repel that attack. And Annadown are forced back out past the 45. And they have possession of Regina Nocton. This is Chloe Crowe, the captain now. She's a chance to run at the Drumcliff tack. This is the third or fourth phase. And Chloe Crowe has been penalised. The referee has adjudged that she held on to the arm of the Drumcliff defender, and Kevin Corcoran has given a free out to Drumcliff Ross's point as Anna Down make a change. They're bringing on their number 20, Clara Nally, and they're taking off Emma Keane. So Clara Nally, wearing number 20, is on the Anna Down team, and she's wearing number 20, and she replaces Emma Keane. And there's a free out now for her. And it's nice seeing Kevin Corcoran, the referee. He's tying the laces of Drumcliff's Isabella Henry. So it's a free for Drumcliff Ross's point. 6 minutes gone in the second half. 8 points to Anna Down. 1-4 to Drumcliff Ross's point. Beautiful conditions here in Swinford Amenity Park. The free is taken by Ruth Flanagan. She plays it to her right. And Drumcliff have a chance now to attack with Isabella Henry. This is Isabella on a solo run. She's dragged back by the jersey by Gemma Burke. It's going to be free for Drumcliff Ross's point. Taken quickly. Cuiva Connor back to Isabella Henry. Once more, Isabella on the attack out towards Sinead Regan now. She's trying to get past Rhianna Quinn, but she's repelled back. She has the ball in the middle of the field, and it's a good run by Michelle McNamara, creating the overlap through the centre. Good run by McNamara. Still, she reaches the 45. She's on the centre forward position. Still McNamara. She reaches 30 metres out, looks in the post, takes her shot, but that's out to the left and wide. So the first wide for Drumcliff of the second half. It's the centre back, Michelle McNamara, with it. And the score remains 8 points to Anna Down, 1-3 to Drumcliff Rosses Point. 7 minutes gone in the second half.
This is much more promising from Drumcliff. You know, they're standing strong in their defence there now, much more organised, but they're also committing to the attack. We've seen Isabella Henry driving up that wing each time, and even Michelle McNamara getting in it there. She probably could have done with a shooter off her shoulder.
Brilliant
there,
kick out there by the goalkeeper. Eleanor Lynch finds Isabella Henry, and Anna Downer in a good position now for a chance to score. Gemma Burke, 25 metres out. Gemma Burke going through, takes her shot, right footed, and out to the right of the post and wide. There was another chance gone, a begging for Anna Down, but it was a great move by the Galway team. Eleanor Lynch, the goalkeeper, found a great kick out route to Isabella Henry. She got it upfield up towards Gemma Burke, but it went right of the post and wide. So stays 8 points to Anna Down, 1-4 to Drumcliff. We have 8 minutes almost gone in the second half. Avril Clancy takes the kick out from the goalkeeper for Drumcliff Rosses Point. She's on a solo run out towards the middle of the field now. It goes to Isabella Henry. Isabella kicks it long up towards Maeve Casterly, out in front of her marker. Good run by Casterly. She takes it past her marker, Brona Quinn. Still Maeve Casterly, 30 metres out now. Has to get support. Anna Curl is there. Loses it momentarily. Gets it back to Katie McDonough. Katie McDonough forced out towards the sideline, and she sends it back towards the substitute, Lorraine Oates. Lorraine with possession back to Maeve Casterly inside the 45. She goes past one, goes past two. Still Casterly, chance to shoot. She decides to lay it off, but it's intercepted there by Clara Nally, the substitute for Anna Down. Maybe a one pass too many. Yeah. And Anna Down break forward. Good play by Clara Nally. An immediate impact showing she's on a solo run. Great run up the field by Clara Nally. She's pursued there by the Sligo player, Jim O'Callaghan. In fact, it was Rhianna Quinn, and good play by Jim O'Callaghan, as this is now Gemma Burke for Anna Down in the middle, 55 metres out from the Drumcliff goal. Pass now towards Gemma Burke once more. She takes the return pass. Gemma Burke gets past one defender, takes too many steps, free out to Drumcliff Rosses Point, just inside their own 45, and no let-up. Drumcliff take the free straight away. Sinead Regan finds Maeve Casterly in the middle of the field. Anna Curl is there, goes back to Regan once more. So Sinead Regan, the Sligo inter-county star, teammate of our co-commentator Nicky Brennan, on the ball, gets up to Maeve Casterly. Regan makes the overlap run. She wins the ball. This is Sinead Regan forcing her way wide. Good tackle by the fullback, but a foul by Isabella Claffey on Sinead Regan. It went over the bar in the end off the goalkeeper. No, he's given it to the advantage. Regan took the shot. The referee had given the free, but Sinead Regan continued on. It went towards the goals. The goalkeeper made a good save in the end, Eleanor Lynch, and pushed the ball over the crossbar. And there is the equaliser. Sinead Regan has supplied it. It's come in the 10th minute of the first half. And would you believe it? 8 points to Anna Down, 1 goal and 5 points to Drumcliff Rosses Point. And we all thought maybe Sinead Regan would take the free, steady the ship, but she didn't. She forced her way through, took a shot, brilliantly saved by Eleanor Lynch over the crossbar. It's 1-5 Drumcliff Rosses Point, 8 points Anna Down, 10 minutes gone in the second half. Very much game on.
Oh, massively. We've seen role reversal here now, where it's Drumcliff that are bringing the speed to the attack, and Anna Down are looking a bit sluggish now up front. Maybe they are a bit burnt out from the first half. They're not attacking the same way they were in the first half, and it's turned into a brilliant game now.
So Brona Quinn with the possession gets it up now towards, this is the centre back, Chloe Crowe, and the captain sends it long, left footed up towards the left half forward side, but it goes out over the sideline. It's a line ball for Drumcliff Rosses Point, just outside their own 20 metre line here in Swinford Amenity Park. 8 points Anna Down, 1-5 Drumcliff Rosses Point. It's level here. It was 8 points to 1-3 at half time. Drumcliff have got the opening two scores of the second half. This is Drumcliff with possession. Michelle McNamara, she's fouled there by Clara Nally, and it's going to be a free for Drumcliff Rosses Point, taken quickly by Michelle McNamara. She gives it to Isabella Henry. Isabella Henry tackled by Kieran McCarthy. Still Isabella Henry in the middle of the field to Cuiva Connor now. Cuiva offloads to Sinead Regan. Sinead on a solo run, heading towards the and around 45. Sends it up to Katie McDonough on the 45. Tries to take it past her marker, Martina Canavan. McDonough hangs on to the ball, gives it out to Maeve Casterly on the sideline, on the 20-metre line, but out on the sideline, has to get into a scoring zone to see can they get a score. This is the left half hour now. Anna Currid back to Sinead Regan once more. Anna Down bring a lot of numbers back, a lot of maroon jerseys back behind the ball. So it's Drumcliff probing, looking for the gap, looking for prize open this tightly packed Anna Down defence, so they're being patient in the build-up. Sinead Regan takes the pass now. She bursts past one, Rhianna Quinn. Still Sinead Regan. She's tackled well by Rhianna Quinn. Great defensive work by Rhianna Quinn, forcing Regan back out towards Rhiann Smith. A brilliant block by, it was the midfielder, Sarah O'Grady, and Anna Down have turned it over, and upfield it goes towards Kieran McCarthy, way out from goal. Kieran McCarthy fouled there by Sinead Regan, free for Anna Down outside the 45. 1-5 to 8 points it remains. It's level here in Swinford. 12 minutes gone in the second half in the Connacht LGFA Ladies Intermediate Football Final between Anna Down, the Galway champions, Drumcliff Ross's Point, the Sligo champions, and it's a free for Anna Down.
Yeah, brilliant play. There's such intensity into this. Every ball matters so much. Anna Down driving down again. Here we go.
Brona Quinn kicks it long upfield towards Nally, the substitute. Clara Nally gets it at the second time of asking. She's been tackled there by Ruth Flanagan, but still Clara Nally with the possession. Good work by Flanagan. Back goes to Brona Quinn into the centre to McCarthy. Thought about a shot, decided against it. Now the shot comes in from McCarthy. A high, long, dropping ball. And over the bar it goes. What about that? Fantastic score by Clara McCarthy. A brilliant score by her.
One thing in her mind. Brilliant. Yes.
And she's making the lead once more for Anna Down. 9 points to Anna Down. 1-5 Drumcliff Ross's Point. 13 minutes gone in the second half. If you've joined us here on Connacht LGFA TV or Ocean FM as well, it's Caoimhe Connor plays it downfield. It's kept in play there by Gemma O'Callaghan, crossing the 45. Sends it towards Maeve Cassidy. She made herself available. It sort of hits off her shins and goes loose. But Cassidy is fighting for possession there with Isabel Claffey. Good play by Claffey. And a tackle comes in from the Drumcliff right half forward, Gemma O'Callaghan. Off her, it's going to be a sideline kick for Anna Down in the left full back position. Isabel Claffey to take it, kicks it across the 21 metre line. Chloe Crowe with possession for Anna Down on the attack. It's Anna Down 9 points. Drumcliff Ross's Point 1-5, 1 point in it. 14 minutes almost gone in the second half. This is Anna Down's Rebecca Fahey with possession in the middle of the field. Gives it to Chloe Crowe, out now to Gemma Burke. Trying to get past her marker, who is Isabella Henry. Still Gemma Burke. She's fouled by Isabella Henry. Free in for Anna Down. 43 metres out from the Drumcliff goal. About maybe 5 metres left of centre. Gemma Burke takes it quickly and short. Sends it back towards the right half back, Chelsea Crowe. Chelsea plays it out towards the far side there to the substitute. Back to Chelsea Crowe once more. Driving at pace at the Drumcliff attack. At the defence rather. Still Anna Down probing. Looking for the ball to get into the shooter in the scoring zone where they can take the shot. This might be it now. Regina Nocton, but it's spilled by her. She gets it back to Chloe Crowe. She goes for a shot from distance, but it hangs up in the air. It's landing and it's back on the Drumcliff side with Sinead Regan. She collected the breaking ball. Sinead Regan tackled there by Rhianna Quinn, but she's overturned and Rhianna Quinn breaks through, takes the shot and sends it in out to the left and wide. And Rhianna Quinn picked the pocket of Sinead Regan there, just as Drumcliff seemed to be back in control of the ball. But great play by Rhianna Quinn, but the finish just wasn't there on this occasion. Score remains Anna Down 9 points, Drumcliff 1-5.
Yeah, Drumcliff got away lucky there, you know. Great work there by Rhianna Quinn, but definitely they were lucky to get away without conceding a score.
Midway through the second half, 15 minutes gone in the second half, Drumcliff 1-5, Anna Down
brilliant.
9 points, a scramble for possession in the middle of the field. Referee gives a free to Drumcliff Ross's Point on their own 45. It was Isabella Henry, the player who won the free. Gives it to Avril Clancy now, left half-back position. Here it comes now to the substitute for Lorraine Oates. Gives it now to Avril Clancy once more. Avril plays it out towards the far side now to Anna Currid. Drumcliff on the attack. Anna Currid tackled by Regina Nocton. Big, big crowd here in Swinford. Anna Currid under a lot of pressure there from Chelsea Crowe. But still, Drumcliff hang on to the ball. 15 and a half minutes gone in the second half. Drumcliff Ross's Point trailed by 1 point in the Connacht final. Sinead Regan gets it forward. There was Katie McDonough wearing those distinctive green boots. She's got 2 points already today from play to Sinead Regan once more. They're working up now towards 35 metres out from goal. Tight angle here. Maeve Casserly thought maybe about shooting. Cuts inside once more. Needs support. Katie McDonough is there. Still Katie. There's a runner off the shoulder. She looks in the post. Her kick is blocked down. It lands in the full back line. Picked up there by Rebecca Fahey for Anna Down, and she gives it to Isabel Claffey, the fullback, and they can lift the siege in the back line. The ball is brought up towards the right half back position. A foul on the Anna Down player in that right half back position, and it's going to be a free out for Anna Down just outside their own 45 metre line. 16 minutes gone in the second half, and the score is Anna Down 9 points, Drumcliff Ross's Point 1-5. And we see there that Drumcliff Ross's Point are going to introduce three substitutes, all in the one moment. So three substitutes, Nikki, coming on for Drumcliff Ross's Point.
Maybe they're feeling like the girls are getting a bit fatigued out there. It has been hugely intense. I'm just seeing, yeah, Katie McDonough's going to make way there now for...
So, and Katie Maguire is on for Katie McDonough. So Katie McDonough has had a great game. She kicked two great points from play. And we see also that Drumcliff Ross's Point are introducing Kate Smith, wearing number 19. She'll be coming on now in a minute as well. So Katie McDonough is off, and so the Kate Smith is on as well. We'll see, there's a third player being introduced. So Kate Smith, 19. So a big change is a midway, like it's what, 13 minutes to go. So we see there that Gemma O'Callaghan is off and Kate Smith is on. So Gemma O'Callaghan, the number 10 for Drumcliff Ross's Point, has been replaced by Kate Smith.
She's done a power work up down that wing there now. So, you know, a fantastic performance from her and from Katie McDonough as well. You know, they've been really influential in the team.
So we see there Katie Maguire for Katie McDonough. And
Anna Courage is coming off.
And Jasmine Dunleavy, Jasmine Dunleavy, number 17, replaces Anna Currid.
And a great performance from Anna as well. You know, they've had to work so hard there. They've had their hands full on those wings with Brona Quinn, Chelsea Crowe. You know, they've really put in some shift here today. So well done to those two girls there. And Kate McDonough kicking some great scores.
Yeah, so the free now to be taken by Anna Down. And it's Anna Down now in possession there on the attack. 12 minutes left to play. 1 point in it. 9 points to Anna Down. 1-5 to Drumcliff Ross's Point. This is... Anna Down with the possession with Sarah O'Grady. She's dragged back in the middle. Foul free for Anna Down, taken quickly. Rhianna Quinn with possession gives it to Brona Quinn now, just outside the Drumcliff 45. She's working it down the left hand side, gets it now to Gemma Burke. She's yet to score in the game. She's cutting inside, takes her shot, right footed out to the right of the post and wide. Gemma Burke, very unlucky there again. She's been on the ball a lot. She's worked tirelessly for Anna Down, but just unlucky with that shot.
Yeah, and Anna Down will be a bit disappointed with their shooting in the second half. You know, they've already racked up four wides. You know, they only got three in the total of the first half. So, you know, they're showing different sides themselves now. Maybe the pace has taken its toll a little bit.
Yeah, so the ball goes loose in the middle field. Kieran McCarthy has it for Anna Down. She's had a real starring role here today for the Galway champions as they work it out towards the left-hand side on the 45. This is Brona Quinn for Anna Down. Back to Gemma Burke. This is the midfielder now, Sarah O'Grady. Anna Down by a point. We have 11 minutes left. 9 points to 1-5 to score if you've joined us. We're in the deep in the second half here in the Connacht LGFA Intermediate Final. Drumcliff Ross's Point and Anna Down. And the Galway champions have the upper hand at the moment. Sligo champions have never got into the lead. They've drawn level, of course, but they've never led in this match. Anna Down have led from the start. They've led by 5 points to no score in the 8th minute. But slowly and steadily, Drumcliff got back into the game. And now Anna Down probing. Hanging on to the ball, waiting for the right player to get on the ball. It's Brona Quinn now. She swivels away from her marker, gets the ball forward to one of the substitutes, Clara Nally. She's crowded out. Good defensive work there by the Drumcliff defence. And it's a free out for Drumcliff Ross's Point on their own 20-metre line. And we see there that Isabella Killalay is being introduced on the Anna Down team. She's replacing Regina Nocton. So Isabella Killalay, wearing number 23, replaces Regina Nocton on the Galway champions team. So we have a pivotal moment, 10 minutes to go in the Connacht final, Nikki. Just a point between the two teams.
Yeah, a brilliant performance from Regina as well. Like she's been harrying there in the middle of the field. They've been very dominant down to her in the middle of the field. But this game has definitely taken a swing now. I think the next score is going to be vital on either side.
Yeah, Isabel Henry with the possession in the left half back position for Drumcliff. She gets past Clara Nally, but Clara Nally puts a lot of pressure on her. And Drumcliff Ross Point find it hard to get the ball out. Michelle McNamara wins a free out now, kicks it long upfield up towards Rhianne Smith. She wins it in front of her marker. She's in the centre of the field. Rhianne Smith, Sinead Regan, Cuiva Connor is there to take it off her. Cuiva gets it back to Michelle McNamara. Avril Clancy makes the run this side. She's available, but the ball is run short and it's intercepted there by Gemma Burke.
Yep.
Gemma Burke.
And very smart from Rhianne there. She threw a hand down on the ball even though she couldn't reach it.
Yeah, the referee's giving the free.
Yuan booted it as she put her hand down. Brilliant from Rhianne there. Very smart thinking.
So Kevin Corcoran gives the free to Drumcliff Ross's Point. About 65 metres out from the Anna Down goal. Avril Clancy takes the free from Sinead Regan. This is Avril Clancy, 35 metres out. Back to Cuiva Connor it goes. Cuiva held up in the tackle by Brona Quinn. To Maeve Castry now. Drumcliff trailing by a point. 9 minutes left to go. Sinead Regan on the run. Being challenged over there by Rhianna Quinn. Referee blows the whistle and he's given a free out for a handoff by Sinead Regan on Rhianna Quinn. So it's a free out for a foul by Sinead Regan, and a chance now for Anna Down to maybe take the pace out of the game a little bit as we approach 8 minutes left. 1 point in and Anna Down 9 points. Drumcliff Ross's point 1-5.
Yeah, definitely the need to slow down this Drumcliff attack a bit more. Like, the energy's with Drumcliff now. Their substitutions are starting to settle into the game too. I see now Anna Down are going to make another change as well. Yes. Anna Down.
Anna Down on the attack now with the midfielder Sarah O'Grady. Gets it out to Gemma Burke. Plays it out towards Kieran McCarthy. God. And she's now on the 20 metre line. She's a chance to shoot. Here she comes. Takes a shot and a score for Anna Down. Kieran McCarthy. She's been in exceptional form all afternoon. And that's another point for the player wearing number 17. Kieran McCarthy. What a performance she has given here this afternoon. And Anna Down introduced Caoimhe O'Neill onto their team. She's wearing number 14. She was named on the programme to start, but she didn't start. Kieran McCarthy started, and by my reckoning, Kieran McCarthy has got 5 points at least of the Anna Down tally. It's 10 points now to Anna Down, 1-5 to Drumcliff Ross's point, and the scoreboard clock tells us that there is just over 7 minutes of normal time left to play at the end of this second half of the AIB Connacht LGFA Intermediate Final 2024. The play has been held up there because we see there that Brendan Nocton had to get some treatment maybe.
I think it's actually Anna Down made the substitution before it went up on the board, so they're undoing that substitution it goes up on the board. But Brenda Nocton will be making way, so that'll actually be a huge loss to Anna Down, because she has been doing unbelievable amounts of carrying of the ball for them. So we'll wait and see how that affects them.
Avril Clancy with possession for Drumcliff Ross's point. They're trailing by 2 points. They need the next score. We have just under 7 minutes left to play. So Drumcliff on the attack here with Jasmine Dunleavy. Maeve Casterly now, 45 out from goal. Maeve working it through at pace. Still Maeve Casterly runs into traffic, gets past her marker, needs support. It's spilled in the tackle. And Brona Quinn there again for Anna Down to win the ball back. And this is Brenda Nocton in possession for Anna Down on their own 45 to get out now to Rebecca Fahey. The Galway champions leading by 2 points. 6 minutes left to play in the Connacht final here in Swinford. Anna Down have
shoulder,
been penalised.
Brilliant.
Kevin Corcoran penalising an Anna Down player. Free taken quickly. Maeve Casterly, 43 metres out from goal, with possession. Off the shoulder is Rhianne Smith. They need a score. They trail by two. Back to Sinead Regan. There's a wall of maroon jerseys in front of them. They're still probing, looking for the space, looking for the gap to take that shot. Here it comes now to Drumcliff substitute. That's Kate Smith under a lot of pressure there. Still Kate Smith hanging on to the ball. Maeve Casterly's there to assist. And Kate Smith has won a free in for Drumcliff Ross's point on the Anna Down 13 metre line in the right hand side of the field. So it's a left footed kicker they need to kick this.
Rhianne Smith can kick with both feet. I'd like to see her go over and take a swing at this, but so even Maeve can.
Yeah, Maeve Casterly is going to take it. Now we're going to have the substitute with Caoimhe O'Neill coming on for Anna Down, and Brenda Nocton will make way. So the Caoimhe O'Neill wearing number 14 and Brenda Nocton is coming off the field. So Maeve Casterly has a free for Drumcliff Ross's point. It's probably midway between the goals and the sideline. Well, it's a bit further towards the sideline on the 13 metre line, and it's a long way out, but it'll suit a left footed kicker. It's a big ask for Maeve Casterly to land this over the bar, but their team needs it. 5 minutes to go. Drumcliff trailed by two. Here comes Maeve with the kick, left footed, it's sent in. It's a brilliant kick. It's landing in inside and Kate Smith almost got a fist to it. It's fisted out to the right and wide. It landed in the square. I thought it was going to go over the bar. It landed short. Kate Smith got into it and fisted the ball just to the right of the post, agonisingly wide.
So unlucky. But you know, like, these are the chances that should be taken. Like, when you have the height of Kate Smith in there, like, maybe just send the ball in. Like, you know, she proved there that she can get up above everyone else. Like, it's worth a try.
Yeah, that was a chance there, just agonisingly wide from Kate Smith. How unlucky was that? We have just over 4 minutes left to play. Drumcliff Ross's point trail by 2 points in the Connacht final, and it's Anna Down on the attack over on the far side of the field. They lead by two. The ball into the centre, out towards the right-hand side. The shot comes in eventually. Is it going to go be accurate? It's not. It's wide. Anna Down had a chance to make it a three-point game there. But the shot went out to the right and wide. 4 minutes left on the clock. Anna Down, 10 points. Drumcliff Ross's point, 1-5. 2 points in it. Kick out by the goalkeeper. It's a very good one. Rachel Quigley gets it now to another sub, Jasmine Dunleavy. And Jasmine offloads it now to Caoimhe Connor. Caoimhe gets it now to Maeve Casterly. Maeve Casterly back to Caoimhe Conor once more. Clock running down here. 3.5 minutes
well
to go.
Yeah,
free from where the ball lands. Caoimhe Conor tackled after she kicked the ball forward. So Kevin Corcoran will have a word there with Ciara Hegarty. And it'll be a free from where the ball landed upfield. Rhiann Smith is standing over the ball. And Kevin Corcoran
having a
chat now with Ciara Hegarty. Sin bin.
Oh, this could be massive now for both sides. You know, the
so a yellow card for Ciara Hegarty.
Down to 14.
Comes on the 27th minute. So 3 minutes of additional time left. 3 minutes left in this game. 3 minutes of normal time left at the end of the second half. If you've joined us here in Swinford Amenity Park, the Connacht Ladies Intermediate Final of 2024, Drumcliff Ross's Point trail Annadown by 2 points. 10 points to Annadown, 1-5 to Drumcliff Ross's Point. A free for Drumcliff Ross's Point just inside the Annadown 45 on the sideline, right half forward side of the field. Is kicked into the corner, goes off an Annadown player, that's Martina Canavan. It'll be a sideline ball for Drumcliff Ross's Point on the Annadown 13 metre line. Again, the right full forward side of the field. Drumcliff need a score. 2.5 minutes left to play. The ball is played short up towards Maeve Casterly. She does well to win it under a lot of pressure. In the corner still. They need to get into the centre to have any chance of getting a point. This is still Drumcliff Ross's Point probing out to the 45. It goes to Isabella Henry. She's been challenged there by Gemma Burke. Henry offloads now to Sinead Regan. Sinead sells a dummy once, twice. Still Sinead Regan with possession. Hand passes it over there to the far side. Takes the return pass on the loop. Sinead Regan from Jasmine Dunleavy. Still Sinead Regan, but there's so many maroon jerseys in front of her. She has to go her own. Still Sinead Regan breaks the tackle once, takes a lot of steps. Referee blows his whistle and a free
harsh.
Out. Free
harsh.
Out.
Very harsh.
Yes, excellent defending there by Anna Down. But Sinead Regan needed a player off the shoulder, Nicky, that wasn't there.
She did. She was head up constantly looking for some option to be given. Like, she's an unbelievable player, but you know, she can't do it all herself. And you know, just one runner, one shooter, that's all she needed. Like, she done brilliant there in individual effort. I thought it was a tough call. She did look to be dragged, but she does sell that a little bit herself anyway.
So Lucia Trinch Kearney is coming on to the Annadown team in place of Chelsea Crowe. We have just over a minute left to play, so Drumcliff Ross's Point will need a goal, I'd imagine, Nicky, at this stage to have
definitely.
Any hope of winning the Connacht Championship. Annadown lead by 2 points, and they have the possession. They're on the attack.
Brilliant.
They bring the ball forward.
Brilliant tackle.
And a good defensive piece of play there by Rhiann Smith to take the ball away from Lucia Trench Kennedy. And now Sinead Regan breaks forward up towards Kate Smith in the full forward line. This is Drumcliff Ross's Point, 13 metres out from goal. Shot comes in.
Oh, great
brilliant block.
Block
there by Chloe Crowe, the captain, playing the captain's role. It breaks to Lucia Trench Kennedy once more. She gets it up to Caoimhe O'Neill in the right half back position. Back to Trench. Trench Kearney. Lucia Trench Kearney has
a
bit of a collision there with Jasmine Dunleavy and Lucia Trench Kearney. The referee Kevin Corcoran has blown his whistle. 20 seconds of normal time left to play in the Connacht final. Anna down by 2 points, 10 points to 1-5. Drumcliff Ross's Point need a goal now if they are to steal victory away from the Galway champions. This is Isabella Henry. She's going straight through the middle. Still Isabella Henry. Offloads it. 35 metres out from goal. Rhiann Smith. She needs to drop the ball in. She's kicking for a score. It's going to go in. Is it going to go over? It's not.
Lucky.
It's gone to the right-hand side of the post. And it's gone wide from Rhiann Smith. 30 minutes are up here in the second half. Time is up in the Connacht final. It's Anna Down, 10 points. Drumcliff Ross's Point, 1-5. Anna Down have the lead. And the goalkeeper, Rachel Quigley, taking her time about to kick out. She gets a very good kick out now towards her fullback, Isabel Claffey. Isabel plays it forward towards the right half backside of the field. It goes loose.
Nice
chance now for Drumcliff to win it back there with Katie Maguire. Gets it now to Grace Casterly. Here's now the full forward, Maeve Casterly, to Caoimhe Conor. They need a goal. It's dropped in around the house up towards Kate Smith, and it's well won inside. Brilliantly taken by the fullback Isabel Claffey. Frana Down, great fullback play, you have
brilliant
to say.
Brilliant. She just stood her ground, read it well. You know, even if Kate got out in front, she wasn't going to let that ball go. She kept her eye on it, and fantastic from Anna Down. Now they needed that.
1 minute of stoppage time has elapsed at the end of this game. Anna Down just need to game manage the game, the additional time from their point of view. Drumcliff Ross's Point need a goal. Ball is in the midfield. Anna Down have it. It goes to ground. A foul on the Anna Down player. It's a free for the Galway champions in the middle of the field. And we see Sarah O'Grady standing over it. And referee Kevin Corker points from where the free should be taken. So Sarah O'Grady kicks it back downfield. And Anna Down with one hand on the trophy, you'd have to say at this stage, surely. A minute and a half into injury time, Anna Down lead by 2, 10 points to 1-5. This is Sarah O'Grady going forward, reaches the 45 to Brona Quinn, who's had an outstanding game. Inside it goes to Brona Quinn once more, and she's taken down. Ball goes loose. It's won back by Duncliffe. Ross's point, the left full back has it out. Ruth Flanagan gets it out now to Isabella Henry, and it's intercepted. Well won back there by Rihanna Quinn. Rihanna gets it forward. A chance now for and down to seal it into the middle. It goes goal chance shot. It's brilliant. In the back of the net. A brilliant goal there, and it's Kieran McCarthy again with the goal. And what about that? McCarthy finishes off a player of the match performance, and heartbreak what for Drumcliffe Ross's Point, but a brilliant finish by Kieran McCarthy. What a game she's had, and surely now the cup will be going to Galway as we have 2.5 minutes of stoppage time. Played the gallant Drumcliffe Ross's Point on the attack, trailing now by 1-10 to 1-5. Foul there on Sinead Regan, and the referee Kevin Corcoran plays on. He wants to have a word with an Anna Down player, and Kieran McCarthy, she really has been on fire this afternoon in that performance in the forward line for Anna Down.
From the first kick of the game, the first ball she recovered, tapping it over the bar, she's been flawless. A brilliant, for me, player of the match, hands down. Like, she's just been top class, consistent for Anna Down. As I said, a dream you'd like to have in there on the full forward line. Just so at ese she moves that. Brilliant.
1-5 for Kieran McCarthy, an outstanding
another
performance.
Yellow as well there.
Yeah, she's been... clinical as Drumcliffe Ross's Point won the free. They have a chance of a score. It's kicked in. It's into the goalkeeper's arms. It goes. And I think it's the right full back. Rebecca Fahey has got a yellow card. She's off. So Anna Down now down to 13 men. 3 minutes into stoppage time. Referee Kevin Corcoran plays on. The amateur whistler's there calling for the final whistle. Anna Down will be the Connacht champions against this gallant team.
Oh, brilliant.
And there's a collision there, a very heavy collision. Between Brona Quinn and Rhianne Smith on the 45 metre line. Rhianne Smith had won the ball fair and square, but there was an accidental collision.
Yeah, there was between nothing in
there. No malice at all. Rhianne Smith, both players bravely going for the ball, and we see there Brona Quinn and Rhianne Smith. Let's hope that they're up okay and up and very quickly, and Rhianne Smith is up all right, you know. So, but very much an accidental collision, Nicky.
Absolutely, like very brave from Rhianne to dive into that, and Brona Quinn had no other option. Nothing in it. I don't know if Brona actually even seen how close she was. So, you know, we just hope she gets back to her feet, because another player for me that has been outstanding for Anna Down. She definitely ran out of steam in the second half, but you'd expect that with the amount of work and running she done in the first half, but she's been brilliant. Now we just hope she manages to get back to her feet.
Yeah, what a player, Brona Quinn. She was, as you said, Nicky, outstanding. Herself and Kieran McCarthy, really, you know, Kira with the scores, I suppose, player of the match, maybe. Yeah. Would you agree?
Either or.
Brona, fantastic performances by both. I wouldn't like to be picking the player of the match, but
definitely not.
Thankfully Brona sitting up and She receiving treatment from the physio. We have time is almost up here in the second half at Swinford in the Connacht LGFA Intermediate Football Final 2024. Anna Down lead by 1-10 to 1-5 against Drumcliffe Ross's Point. We've had an injury there. Rhianne Smith and Brona Quinn had an accidental collision, and I think Brona, the physio there, just seeing, making sure that Brona is okay. Checking on the well-being of the player. So important, isn't it, Nicky, in the game, you know, that players get full attention when an injury like that happens.
100%, you know, the repercussions of not looking after an injury like that are detrimental to the player. So it's good to see Anna Down taking it serious, the ref taking it serious, and, you know, doing the proper checks. Give the girl the time, you know, you don't want anything to come off a bad hit like that.
Yeah, so it looks like, I think Sean Mulrose is the physio, and... he's having a word there with Brona Quinn. And we have almost 6 minutes now into stoppage time at the end of the second half. And it looks like the Brona Quinn has made a full recovery, Nicky, thankfully.
Yeah.
And she's okay. She's passed all the checks that the physio had asked of her. And she's fit to take her place again on what looks like the Connacht champions of 2024.
Yeah, 100%. I think she'll be going right in on that line, because
ball is dropped in high around the house. Drumcliffe looking for the goal, but it's won by Anna Down in there. Free
brilliant.
Out for Anna Down.
Brilliant from Anna Down again.
And they've defended that goal really, really well in the second half. Drumcliffe Ross's Point needed the goal at least to give themselves some sort of hope, but Anna Down repelled that attack. And this is Kieran McCarthy now on the attack. 1-5 for her in this game, chased by Cuiva Connor. Well, tackled brilliant by Caoimhe Conor, and she's been outstanding as well for Drumcliff Ross's point. Caoimhe Conor and Sinead Regan in the middle field had a tremendous game, has it? Maeve Casterly, Chloe Crowe, the captain of the team, going down on the ball bravely. But Maeve Casterly almost won it. This is Brona Quinn now for Anna Down in the half back line. We still play on, 7 minutes almost of additional time played. 1-10 to Anna Down, 1-5 to Drumcliff Ross's point. Again, the amateur whistlers calling for the end of the game. Almost a turnover there, but Isabel Claffey has it for Anna Down in her own full back line. Back it goes to Chloe Crowe, the captain. She'll be receiving the trophy in the next few minutes, you'd imagine, as Rhianna Quinn is fouled on her way out there by Kate Smith. It's going to be a free out now for the Anna Down team. So it's just outside the 45-metre line, and referee Kevin Corcoran gives the free to the Galway champions. Gemma Burke with possession offloads it now to Sarah Grady. Back to Burke once more in the middle of the field. And down to 13 players, of course, due to two sin bins. This is now Brona Quinn. She's about 30 metres out, hops the ball. Still Brona Quinn. Can she finish with a score? And she kicks it out to the right-hand side and wide. So
it's as good as anything.
It's as good as the
time.
Score, as you said, Nicky. 1-10 to 1-5. Almost 8 minutes of stoppage time. Will Kevin Corcoran blow the final whistle now as the whistlers still continue here on the Anna Down side? Kick out by the goalkeeper, Rachel Quigley.
One more.
Avril Clancy on the attack now for Drumcliff Ross's point. Maybe one last attack for them. Avril Clancy kicks it long up towards the right-hand side towards Katie Maguire on the 20-metre line. Katie Maguire being challenged there by Chloe Crowe. She gets inside, does she? No, she's held up by Chloe Crowe. Still Katie Maguire on the 30-metre line. Offloads it. Chance of a shot here for Keela Scanlon. Back it goes to Maguire once more. Left footed kick by her.
Oh.
Out to the right of the post. And wide. And there is the final whistle at the end of the game. And Anna Down are the Connacht LGFA Intermediate Football Champions of 2024. They've defeated Drumcliff Ross's point on a scoreline of 1-10 to 1-5. And Nicky Brennan, your overall assessment?
I think if we look at the game overall, Anna Down definitely deserving winners. Like, the football they played in the first half, they didn't match their second half with the same intensity, but they played way above any level of intermediate, that pace they played in the first half. So I think overall, looking back, definitely deserving winners. But my God, what a fight Drumcliff put up. Like, you know, geez, as a Sligo person, I couldn't be more proud of them girls out there. Like, not to sound like a super fan, but Sinead Regan, like, what she done for that team there in that second half, she was unbelievable. The work rate, the heart she showed, every one of them across the pitch, you know, it was, they should be really, really proud of the performance they put in there. They represented themselves so well, great ambassadors of Sligo football, and it just wasn't their day. But Anna Down, like, wow, like, what a team. They'll need to be watched. They could very well be going for their second Club All-Ireland final, like, because that was a tremendous display of football from them.
Absolutely, and really, Nicky, looking on here, it was nearly founded on their defence. The defence was so strong, wasn't it? There's so much turnover, so many, you know, great defenders there. Even the last few plays when Drumcliff were hitting the ball in high, Anna Down were able to get the possession. Really, really strong defensive setup.
Yeah, you could tell they've done a lot of work. Like, they're very composed in there. From the very start, it was really, really difficult for Drumcliff to find any space. Even when they found the space, like, they weren't winning those one-on-ones because Anna Down just stood strong. Like, we had Isabel Claffey there. Like, she was phenomenal. The amount of balls she swept up, the amount of turnover she's got. Chloe Crowe, like, just organising and tackling really, really well. But definitely for me in the defence, Brona Quinn, just unbelievable performance from her, attacking wise, but also her defensive work. Like, she was back there every single time, filling space, getting tackles in, turnovers, driving out defence. I think even though there was stairs up in their forwards, I think their defence won the game for them here today, because Drumcliff struggled from the get-go to make any headway in there at all.
Yeah, heartbreak for Drumcliff Ross's point. As you said, Nicky, so well, Drumcliff can hold their heads high. They can be so proud of their performance in this final here today. And maybe when you look back on it, the opening maybe 10 minutes when Anna Down just brought so much intensity, so much tempo and pace, and then that 5-point lead after eight minutes, and ultimately that was the difference between the two teams, because in the remaining 50 there was nothing in it, was there? Like, you know,
no, not a bit. And look, it wasn't a 5-point win. It didn't look like that sort of game, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, that goal definitely put a bit of gloss on it, but yes, definitely it was the first 10 minutes where they dominated. That Drumcliff just were constantly chasing that lead, constantly trying to pull back a bit of the game, and unfortunately, you know, as we just said, the experience of that Anna Down defence, it wasn't going to happen. But there is one consolation they can take away, is that they're the only team so far this year to get a goal on Anna Down, so, you know, a fair play to them for that. Like,